This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military struck three facilities in Iraq and two anti-ship missiles in Yemen within hours of each other. In its continued effort to keep violence from the Israel-Hamas war from spilling over into a wider conflict, both strikes were targeting Iranian-backed proxy weapons sites the U.S. has said are involved in the strikes against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria, and in launching anti-ship missiles and drones that threaten commercial vessels in the Red Sea. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Tuesday said it was unacceptable for Israel's government to reject a two-state solution to its conflict with the Palestinians. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The United Nations Secretary General warned that Israel's rejection of a two-state solution would embolden extremists everywhere.
The entire population of Gaza is enduring destruction at a scale and speed without parallel in recent history. Nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
The 15-member UN Security Council has long backed the idea of two states living side by side inside secure and accepted borders. The Palestinians want a state in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip, all territory captured by Israel in 1967. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Turkey's parliament approved Sweden's NATO membership bid.
Sweden and Finland asked to join NATO in 2022 following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Turkey surprised some members by raising objections. It said the two countries protected groups that Ankara deems terrorists. In April of last year, it endorsed Finland's membership, but, along with Hungary, kept Sweden waiting. In response, Sweden introduced a new anti-terrorism bill that makes being a member of a terrorist organization illegal.
Reuters' Christy Kilbourne reporting. This is VOA News. South Africa police arrested a man who says he started a fire that left 76 people dead to hide another killing. More from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Western democracies.
Conference view China's glowing report about its accomplishments on behalf of its people with skepticism. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. in Geneva, Michelle Taylor, called for the release of all people arbitrarily detained, an end to torture and persecution throughout China. While delegates were verbally sparring with China inside the council chamber, several human rights groups were demonstrating against China's repressive policies outside the UN building. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And more on the fire that left 76 people dead in South Africa.
A man has been arrested hours after he claimed responsibility for starting a building fire in South Africa last year that killed 76 people while trying to get rid of the body of someone he had killed. The man's apparent confession came as a shock when he was testifying at an ongoing inquiry into the cause of the fire. South African media reports of the testimony said that he testified that he had strangled a man in the basement of the rundown apartment complex before setting his body on fire. Police said later Tuesday that they had arrested a 29-year-old man in connection with the fire after he had confessed to being involved in the fire at the inquiry. The man wasn't identified. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris joined forces at a rally in the state of Virginia as they pushed for abortion rights. First Lady Jill Biden and the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, were also there Tuesday. What was the first joint appearance by all four of them since the 2024 campaign began. It's a reflection of the importance that Democrats are placing on abortion as they face a likely rematch against former President Donald Trump. Trump helped pave the way for overturning Roe v. Wade by nominating three conservative justices to the U.S. Supreme Court, a fact that the Biden campaign plans to remind voters of at every opportunity. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pitching the United States as a better security partner for Africa in place of Russia's Wagner mercenary group, which he accuses of exploiting coup-hit and conflict-hit nations, turning to it for help in the continent's Sahel region. In Nigeria, where he visited as part of an Africa tour to strengthen relations, Blinken said Tuesday that the U.S. will continue to support Nigeria and other regional partners to help stabilize the region. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.